podcast. So this is Sanchez Gracie's podcast, and we are with Emmanuel Fajun, head of the project management department, and as audience we have Etienne Bay.
You can't see him right now, but he just waved his hand.
Yeah, very clearly. Yeah, so he's head of the graphics department, handles everything that's visual identity for Active Spaces. So he's the audience, and I hope he's going to react or not. Saying in the first episode, trying to set up an image or a window for people to see into what Active Spaces is all about, how we do things here, who is involved on a day-to-day basis, and essentially try to paint an image or paint a picture around different names that surround this place.
Right,
yeah, okay. Just as a disclosure for those listening, this is my second week working here. I think it's fair to say that because there are a lot of stupid questions I would ask, that if you think I've been working here for a while, you'll feel like, why is this guy asking these questions? Doesn't he know about this? I might know about it, but I just asked.
And the fact that you wouldn't know is because you just got here.
Yes.
Okay, let's get that done.
So, project management.
Yes. Manual. And community developer.
And community developer, we don't have to forget about that.
Very important.
Very important. So, there's one point that I actually want to get across for anybody listening, is that you didn't get a degree in project management or human resource in the university. What was your degree in?
I have a degree in social psychology.
Social psychology.
Yes, and I also did, well, how am I going to say this? My school career is very broad in the sense where I tried a lot of different things.
No, let's go with the degrees. If we have to start talking about what we studied along the way, our majors and our minors, I mean, at this point I have like 8 minors. So let's, I feel like, let's just go with what degree did you get?
Okay, so I have an associate degree in general studies and a bachelor in social psychology.
Amazing. Yeah, you're obviously from the answer, you just know he didn't go to an Ivy League or a top college, because Ivy League students are always like, well, you know, I went to Yale, I went to Harvard, and I got a degree. I always have to put it inside. Anyway, so you didn't get a degree in social psychology, associate degree in general studies.
Yes.
Yes. And they're now working as a project manager and a community developer for Active Spaces. So tell me how that goes for you.
Okay. So can I be honest?
Be honest, but okay. I know that your bosses will be listening to you.
It's all good, it's all good. You understand. So when you come into Active Spaces, you know, you see our slogan, which is turning
ideas into founder startups.
Exactly, turning dreams into sustainable businesses. So first and foremost, we're into the business of changing lives, and that's the reason why I got interested, because sometimes it's not that some people are not motivated, or it's not that some people are just stupid, it's just sometimes they lack the resources,
yeah,
or sometimes they lack the right environment to kind of grow, you know, the thoughts or ideas or dreams. So here at Active Spaces, we have that platform that offers entrepreneurs the possibility to turn their ideas and goals and dreams to sustainable business, and we've been doing that for 10 years. So we've proven that the system does work, and now we're just moving towards, you know, just growing.
So that's Active Spaces has been doing it for 10 years.
Yes.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for a year and some months now, actually since February 2020.
Okay, we're going to call it 2 years just to make the number round.
Oh, okay,
so two years. How does it work, your work as a community developer first? How does it work, like, on a day-to-day, let's not go day-to-day as in giving your digital program, but it's like, okay, you're a community developer this week. What do you have to do in order to meet your goals?
Okay, if I may add, I began just as a project manager.
Okay.
It's recently, it's at the start of this year that TWO was added onto it. But you want to start with that? We'll start with
Let's start with a community. I feel like it's more interesting than the project management.
Okay. So as a community developer, how do I do my things with me? So we talked about community development. So when I think about it, the basic of that idea was that we have to develop ActiveSpaces' image, its branding. And by that was to work with communities that were either created through ActiveSpaces or
I feel like you should tell us about what a community, because I, for one, having known the place, and even if when I got here and I heard about communities, I feel like I got a new definition of the word than what I've been used to.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start by that. When you tell a person, when people listen, a community in ActiveSpaces, what is it? How does it look like?
So when we talk about ActiveSpaces community, we're talking about groups or associations that are actually directly working with ActiveSpaces, creating ActiveSpaces, or a group of people that are the one association decided that they wanted, I guess, for help or support to just grow their image. That's mainly what it is.
So it's just not just, but it's kind of the similarity of clubs and associations that exist in university.
Yes.
Okay.
And then going towards community development, I wanted to get away from the idea of them just coming here using our space to do an event or two and then sleeping for the rest of the year, but actually help them grow as a community.
Yeah.
That means help them develop internally. That means help them structure themselves, help them increase their image, increase their vision, increase their goal and their potential.
Yeah.
To make a difference in their own community. That means their own group of people, and that they're going to affect directly to working with us.
Understandably so.
Yeah. And then so
how do you do that, like on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis.
Yeah,
so
what are your challenges? What are your...
We have a WhatsApp group, first of all.
Yeah.
Where we have our committee leaders and presidents. So weekly I encourage us to chat a little bit, although it's been very difficult because people are busy. But through that, we have a way of having them always, I guess, posting their events. Where something, they have something coming up, they can post it on there. But individually, I take the time to speak to my active communities. I'm focusing on the active.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, if you're not active, I'm not going to use that time, to really talk to you, because you won't be doing anything. And I'd rather invest it into talking to people who are actually willing to do the work.
Obviously.
So during my week, I actually do interact a lot with my active communities. And when the year began, when I got the job as a community developer, one thing I did when I spoke to the new communities and the old ones was that we were going to do things differently. We were really going to be interactive. And Steve, our executive director at ActiveSpaces, told me that he wanted to get away from the word event, but wanted the word activity. He wanted us to do a little more. He wanted, I guess, events where people can actually have a hands-on
approach
to the things that we were doing.
Okay.
And then to do that, we had to, I guess, make our community leader understand, hey, we're going to get away from the whole boring, we're going to come for 2 hours, put something on a projector and just talk about something for two, but actually bring you practical exercises.
Is that still food at those activities?
Hmm?
Is that still food at those activities? Food.
Food?
Yeah. I'm saying it because just a very funny side note. I remember 6 years ago when I discovered ActiveSpaces. The very first event I came was mainly because
of the food.
Well, it's not like there was so much. It's just there was some donuts and maybe yogurt or drink. But it was kind of a good encouragement to come. Because I live far.
We don't do too much.
For me, it was a whole budget.
We don't do too much of that anymore. Because we feel like if we put the food forward, that's why people are going to be interested. But we feel like if we don't really offer food, if you come here, it's because you really have a reason. You actually want to learn something. Although it's not bad to have a few snacks. And to be honest, it depends on what our budget allows us to do. If we have the budget to give a little food and beverage, we will. If we don't, well, that's very unfortunate, but we're still going to do our activities. Because at the end of the day, learning is what should be the key, and not eating.
Sure. But for me particularly, if this whole aspect was there 6 years ago, probably would have come to as many events as I did. But I understand. All of that is still variable, and at the end, communities are still required to do the activities that they have to do in order to grow.
Yes.
So coming back to what you do on a weekly basis to help them grow, you have your interactions, trying to push them. So what I want to know now, or what I want you to let you know, let the people know, is how do you actually get these communities to grow? Take one community, for example, that you've been working with, on a regular basis.
So
what are the challenges you get them to to cross?
So when I became a community developer, there were some communities, actually most of them were quite inactive.
Yeah.
The only one that was still very active was ALF, which is a Association du Leadership Féminin.
Yeah.
And they're not tech-based, it's just a group of women who believe in women empowerment and women development, which also is a part of our Vision AI Spaces, which is just helping women develop and acquire skills, you know, in numerics. But coming back to that, that was the community that was active. So I had to create two communities because I felt like being an IT Spaces within an IT community. So with that IT community, we created a cybersecurity community and a artificial intelligence community. But one that was really intriguing, that was dormant, was the Facebook community, going back to your questions.
Yeah.
So when I got back, we hadn't talked for a while. So one day they came out of nowhere and said, hey, we're the Facebook community and we want to do an event, which was F8. Apparently it was an event that was going to be displayed worldwide by Facebook. So all they had to do was come here, use the room and just project the whole event.
Yeah.
So when we got done, I asked the questions, okay, do you have a president? Yes. Do you have somebody who's doing communication? Somebody is doing that? And they actually told me, no, we don't have any positions. We have no structure. And that's when I told them, hey, you are a community. Do you want to develop? Do you want to grow? You want people to actually take interest into what you're doing? It was like, yes. I'm like, they need to structure yourself. That means name a president, a vice president, somebody that's in charge of communication, somebody that's in charge of finance, and give yourself a sense of responsibility. And then you will see that to that, two things are going to happen. Either people will embrace the idea. Those who want to work will embrace the idea. And then you will know those in your team who are maybe lazy, don't really want things to happen.
Obviously.
And I also told them, you are a Facebook community. That means you have a deep understanding of how Facebook works, the platform, how it works. And I told them, why don't you, instead of waiting for Facebook to just do an event, create an event where you can basically inform people on something as simple as how to use Facebook, maybe how to use Facebook business, you know, for those who are community manager or those who are into businesses, you know, how to use the different facade of Facebook. And I'm pretty sure you know things that the regular Facebook user doesn't do.
Activities that they need to organize.
Yeah, so the guy went and he actually structured the association, and he came back to me a few months with a structure, with the names and the titles and responsibility, you know, with the objectives and everything. And it actually gave me a resume of one of the events they were going to do towards just talking about the different tools about Facebook that most people don't know or don't use. So to me, that was very exciting seeing that, and that's basically what we call community development.
Yeah. So what I'm intrigued here now is kind of clarify this, is that these communities, they can either structure themselves out of active spaces and come and ask to be integrated here, or they can structure themselves directly inside active spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of management, because you spoke about how the Facebook community was structured and is now growing and handling themselves, but that's a community that's existing, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of management of those communities,
yeah,
it's active spaces. So you responsible for the community development, hands-on on the management, or you're just kind of an overseer trying to...
I'm a bit more of an overseer because I want them to do the work themselves. You know, I could really take over, but I don't want to do that. I want them to feel like they can do this on their own. So mean that if one day I'm not here, Artifice is not here, they can keep on pursuing their vision. So yeah, I'm more so of an overseer. You know, I just kind of give them the advices, little things, bit and that. Meaning that even when they have an event, they're the ones that have to do everything. I told them, we're not going to work for you anymore.
Obviously.
We want you to work. That means they're going to take care of, you know, coming up with the events, the dates. Actually, the only thing that we do here is provide the rooms and sometimes help them with the flyers.
Yeah.
But I make them give me a resume of the program, of the event programs, the event, I will tell them, hey, it's from what time to what time, give me the timeline and then what is going to be happening during the whole event from this time to this time to this time, what are you going to be doing? Because that even helps them, you know, structure the event themselves so they are more organized. It makes them more ready. So they don't come here just ram, because I've dealt with that before. They just come here, they don't really know what they're doing because they didn't take time to prepare the event and give a timeline to all the different activities that was going to be going throughout the event. So that's actually something I require for my communities for every single event. And going back to even what you said, the interaction, I even at the beginning of the year, I requested my active communities, actually all of them, I requested them to give me a yearly schedule of the activities that we're going to do internally in Galaxy Spaces, even externally. Just have an idea. I told them, it's not guaranteed that you will do it, but give me an idea because it will help you prepare your own year and set your schedule.
Let's understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
Understand. So before we move on to the next thing, still about community management, community development, what I found very intriguing and very unique, because even though it's something I would like to think is basic, a lot of people are not basic, or at least not basic in their thinking, is the memorandum of understanding that you made them sign. That's something that wasn't existing before you came. There were communities that were existing, didn't know anything of that. So briefly talk me through why you decided the memorandum of understanding for these communities and how it has been implemented so far. Was it because of something, of another project you had worked on, or maybe a friend that told you, hey, maybe you can try this?
Actually, the idea came from Steve. We were talking about that because I think the first community that did that with us was the Artificial Intelligence Community.
Yeah.
Because they're actually based in France. It's AAIA, so in English it's African Association of Artificial Intelligence. In French is Société Africaine d'Intelligence Artificielle. So in French is Society. I'm not even, anyways, small details, but they were the first one to do it. And Steve gave the idea because he felt like he wanted to create a sense of responsibility for communities, which was taking us away from just come in, use the room, do whatever you want, and then go. We wanted to get away from that.
Yeah.
So with an MOU, he actually made the community accountable.
Obviously, yeah.
Very accountable.
You sign your name on a piece of paper, you have to live up to what you said you had to.
And the most important part of the MOU was that the communities now will have to provide some kind of support the IT spaces, because it was like, okay, we have the room, we have the staff, we have the experiences, we have the communities, we have the networks, what do you have for us? And then the funny thing is most of these communities are full of people who are actually professionals in their fields.
Yeah.
So what we came from them was technical support.
Okay.
So most of our MAUs require some sort of technical supports from those communities, leaders, and members.
And so far, can you say with your assessment, like eight months into the development of these communities with a memorandum of understanding, does it work?
Yes, it works. Yes, it works. It works for the new communities, not the old ones, because the old ones have not really been responding, but it works with the new ones.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's easy to understand that if someone is set in his ways, it's difficult to get them to climb on another.
Yes, if they've been given a certain comfort,
yeah,
we can say it's hard to kind of get them out of it. Whereas like the new ones, they got it right away. To the point where one of our communities, which is cybersecurity, they just recently took some interns in the behalf of Active Spaces to work with them. And those interns have been learning tricks and trades of the cybersecurity world.
That's another big thing about Active Spaces, internship program that's available. But we're not discussing about that today. Neither are we going to talk about project management in Active Spaces today. This is all the time that we're going to allocate to talking about community development. And before we leave, this news around Active Spaces that I just want to bounce off of you and kind of get your input. So the biggest news of all for us, at least Active Spaces, is that one of our incubates, Colorful, they have been sent to Algeria if I'm not mistaken.
Etienne, where's Colorful? Listen, Pat, where did they go?
Nigeria.
Oh, Algeria.
Yeah.
Yes, Algeria.
So, for a competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I wasn't there. I came when we were leaving. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm new. So, don't expect me to know this information. So, kind of, how does it feel for you? Because I know you're very result driven and building things, mm-hmm. and seeing the effect of that on mm-hmm. people. So, I guess what I'm trying to understand, how does it make you feel to understand that, okay, I've been working with these guys for this long and
I think the proudest person should be Monsieur Ouji. You'll get to know him in due time. He's our business developer here. So it's the one that has hands-on works and activities with our startups that have been incubated, Colorful being one of them. And when I was here, I'd seen the progress. I'd seen how they were pushing just to get Colorful out there, you know.
Yeah.
And it's been growing to the fact that now they're doing what they're doing, going to Algeria. And, yeah. and I think it's more than the competition. I guess they're also going to do some classes, development classes and things
yeah.
like that, just to help them develop the apps even more. And to me, it made me understand that we're not doing what we're doing for nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
You know, and I feel like it works for those who are dedicated, for those who are willing to put in the work. It works because at the end of the day, we can incubate as many startups as we want, but those startups need to want to succeed much more than we wanted for them. You
yeah.
know, because at the end of the day, it was Colorful who had to meet with the people that convinced the people that they
do
deserve
that needs to be done.
Exactly,
yeah.
that they deserve the spot that they got. So it's a good thing, which goes back to our slogan, you know, turning ideas into successful businesses.
And it seems to be working, at least for Colorful, which is, by the way, just a recent example of a couple of startups that have been incubated here in Afghanistan. The program, just to note, the program that Colorful went and it's following is Africa by Incube Me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, happened in Algeria.
And for those who don't know, Colorful is actually made in Cameroon music app.
Streaming, not just music.
Yeah.
It's actually a
streaming service,
yeah.
music streaming service.
Yeah.
And one thing they do is they focus on Cameroonian local mm-hmm. artists.
Yeah.
Meaning that if you're a young Cameroonian artist, you don't even sign to a label and you have a song that you want to put it out there, well, Colorful is the application that can distribute your music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is very important, meaning that there's not too much third party of money involved. It's just believing in the passion of a young, talented artist and just helping them put it out there. So Colorful will be that platform, you know, for the little guys. In some sense, they do have mainstream artists
obviously,
out there.
You need that to bring some audience to those that are not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they also have a lot of guys that are under the radar who are actually pretty good.
Yeah, I don't want to turn this conversation towards the music industry, but for me, I'm asking myself if they are the missing piece, because we have a very diverse music industry.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, from what I see, it's not really exploited
yeah.
out that much yet. Unless
yeah.
it could be, you look at the music industry, for example, in the US. You have so many varieties of sounds. It's the same thing here in Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much, so many sounds, so many artists, and
mm-hmm.
the big problem that they have is actually monetizing that what they are doing.
And also the music politics.
So
taking away the music politics, taking away the big producers or producing companies, just the artist sharing his music freely.
That's it. So yeah, that's the news for Colorful. I invite anyone listening, if you're interested in knowing what's happening. Ronnie Kitio, that's the chief of project and co-founder for Colorful. He's sharing updates on his LinkedIn and I believe also his Twitter. And I think also for us Access Spaces, we'll be regularly sharing information for all updates concerning Colorful and even future startups that will be incubated. So I think this is all the time that we have. We've spoken about community development and the evolution of Colorful, Colorful app, which you can download on the App Store and the Play Store. You should download on the App Store and the Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
Try to work with it, send feedback to the development team and any way is going to help them improve. Before we leave, Emmanuel, I want you to tell the people briefly, if I want to join a community, if I want to create a community with Active Spaces, how do I do that?
If you want to join a community or you want to create a community with Active Spaces, all you have to do is come to our office, which is located in Aqua, Rue de la Liberté,
Boulevard de la Liberté,
Immeuble Techno, just en face de numéro 1, and ask for Mr. Emmanuel, Project Manager, Community Developer, and we will meet and we'll discuss our options. But keep in mind that we are mainly looking for associations that are, you know, into technology, tech-based. And if you're not, still come, we'll talk, you know, we'll see.
I mean, we have a good number of non-tech-based associations.
Exactly.
If your course is valuable enough, we'll obviously support.
Exactly. And come in mind thinking that the whole idea is to change lives. It's not just, and I'm being serious, it's not just doing it for the sake of doing it, but we're actually in the business of changing lives.
Yeah. And it's important to note that we're entering a phase where you'll be receiving, you'll be looking to bring more communities to your roster.
Yes.
So encouraging students, young people out there, even old ones, if you have the time,
why not?
Come see if you can join a community or if you can create one of your own with some friends of yours. And in any choice, I think it's
and if helpful. Anyone is interested in artificial intelligence, we're going to have a seminar Saturday, September the 25th, from I believe 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., if not 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And we're going to be talking about the basic of intelligence, artificial intelligence, you know, just its use, and we're going to have some very practical examples. So if you're interested, you're more than welcome. It's free.
It's free. You can be here. So yeah, that's the time we have for we've been with Emmanuel Fajun, community developer and project manager for Active Spaces. Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Thank you, Etienne, for the audience.
Okay.
So that's all the time we have. I've been with you all the time. Probably have to present myself, Emma Zico, hosting this podcast, and I'll be along with you for at least the next few episodes until whatever is decided about. If someone can do it better than me,
no,
I should appreciate it through that. Anyway,
hey, man, believe in yourself.
Okay, anyway, I hope you enjoyed this last 25 minutes, and it was a pleasure talking with you guys.
Having
you guys.
Thank you for the time.